Christian Bodge. On the Mid-North Coast's hit.
Happy hump day. 6:03, Christy and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Very good morning to you. Christy, how are you doing? Pal, you doing all right?
I'm doing all right.
Good morning.
Not much sleep. You know when you're desperate to go to bed and you are tired, yet you just lie there wide awake.
It's a well-known phenomenon that you can be tired all day and want to sleep and you could drop off at any time. As soon as nighttime comes around, mind decides it's going to be active. Everything else is tired, wants a nap. And then the mind goes, and I'm still awake. Let's stay awake for ages. Go to bed at 1 o'clock, even though you want to go to sleep.
And that is exactly what happened to me last night. Whereas you, my friend, when you walked in, you looked the opposite. You looked like you hadn't even woken up.
Your eyes
were like glued shut and they were just glazy.
Glazy. Glazy is a good word. Glazy, it combines glazed and lazy for me. I like it. I love it. In fact, I don't normally wake up until about 7:14.
To be precise.
Right on, yeah. Right on 7:14.
Your body clock kicks in at that time, which just goes to prove, isn't that weird, given you should be here before 6 o'clock?
Yeah, it's true. No, I think a lot of people go to work at this time of the morning and they go in, they know they're not 100% just yet. No one wants to get up that early. Come on. No one wants to get up that early. But do you know what? We got lots to get stuck into. Do you know, you're telling me a little tidbit about a parrot.
You know how they mimic?
Yeah.
Well, a parrot can stand up in the courts.
You see, you told me that, and I'm like, what? No, save it. Don't tell me anymore.
All right, I'll tell you about that one next.
Can stand up in court. My mind's already going a certain direction, and I think I'm on the money, but I need to hear more about it. Also, as far as worst neighbours go, Elon Musk tops the list.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me.
Details on that coming up as well.
Wake up. Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
I walk in this morning, very late, obviously, and I hear parrot noises coming from your computer, and it looked like you didn't know whether to smile or cry.
Yeah.
And now I really need to know what's going on. I don't like not knowing things.
Okay, well, you think parrots and you think funny stories because they mimic us. Like, I've got parrots, and I taught my pet parrot to go rack off. I would love to make it swear, but Mum wouldn't let us do it as teenagers. So, but this particular story, you'd think it was a fake news story, but it is in fact true, and it's a really serious and disgusting matter.
Oh.
And it has a little bit of a weird twist because there's been some absurd evidence that's been presented to the courts. The evidence being a parrot.
Yeah, well, this is the audio. This is the best I've got. Now, if I'm being honest, it sounds like the parrot's having a pretty good time.
No. So the situation happened in Argentina. There's a rape and murder case where they're going to be using the parrot's testimony as evidence in a trial.
Wish I'd known that before.
Yeah. So, like I said, sorry to turn it around into a serious matter, but it is in fact true. Now, it happened back in 2018, but police officers had reportedly guarded the crime scene after the matter had happened, and while they were waiting for the forensics to turn up, they heard the parrot say, "No, please let me go."
Oh, right. Oh, God.
Yeah, and then it continues to say, "Why did you beat me?"
Oh, God. I was expecting the parrot to just go, "Cock and balls, cock and balls," or something like that. And now I've got, this is really serious, pal.
Yeah, it is.
For bringing it up.
And the thing is, "No, please let me go." I know in a situation like that, the victim would have been saying those words over and over again. And depending on the kind of parrot, they're quite smart. They've got the mentality of a 3 to 4 year old toddler. And we know how good they are. Their brains are like sponges. So they tend to mimic everything we say, despite the fact they've only heard it once. So I believe it could be, in fact, true. But at the same time, you go, is it just something that perhaps the lady was maybe saying to the parrot, like, "No, please let me go," as a joke prior, but I don't know. The police believe that it could stand in trial.
Imagine being the guy that's raped and murdered this woman, this piece of filth, and then thinking you got away with it and then getting done over by a parrot.
Well, there was three of them and it was her housemates, which is devastating.
My God.
But it's a bit like The parrot you may have seen going viral on Facebook, where a guy's out fixing his car in a driveway and neighbours have called the police because they hear a parrot yelling out, "Help! Help!" And they think it's an elderly woman screaming, being locked up in this bloke's house.
Yeah.
Cops turn up and he's like, what's the matter? Oh, I'll just go and get Rambo. Is that what you're worried about? They get him out and he's just mimicking everything. So he just yells out, "Help." Because they do that. They mimic dogs' names. So they'll yell that out or anything that you tend to say a lot of.
Well, what is yours say, Lo? Have you got parakeets or something now, haven't you? What have you got now? Budgerigar or something?
I've got a cockatiel, little Cheddar. I brought him in into the studio. Well, a little while back. Remember, he could sing the Addams Family tune song.
Yeah,
the
he can
song.
Do that. I love it when birds do stuff that's not about rape and murder. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you've got a bird, I mean, you know, give us a buzz and let us know what it does. I'd like to hear about animals and their tricks. But, you know, that's a sad one. How long ago was that? Is that recent? Is that something that's
back
been...
Back in December 2018, and they still haven't taken it to trial. But I don't know whether or not they're going to pick up the parrot and actually stand it there in the courtroom with the judge with the guillotine going on about them.
Guilty! Guilty!
No, please!
Guilty!
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Barge. On Hit FM.
We've all had bad neighbour stories, but I'm about to tell you who the worst neighbour is in the whole world very shortly. And celebrities are well known for being, you know, quite selfish. Even Bono. Bono's got, like, a castle in France somewhere, and he just blares his own music out of the windows. People hate it.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, well, that's their trade. That's what they do for a living. Mm. Let them do it. If you don't like it, go and move somewhere else.
Yeah, but if you've got a big old castle, right? I mean, surely there's going to be either soundproofing or enough rooms for the sound not to really blast out of. Any case, Elon Musk. Yeah. Elon Musk, he has a rocket launch tomorrow, does he not?
Yeah, the first time that they're launching the first passengers into space. So he's SpaceX, along with NASA. They're going to be, in nearly a decade, it's the first time that someone's launched to orbit from American soil, actually. So,
Russia, isn't it? Normally, it's all from Russia.
Mm, so that's happening tomorrow, I think at 6:30.
Yeah.
SpaceX.
Well, we'll be watching it on the TV, obviously. And I saw yesterday the space suits. The spacesuits that the astronauts will wear that, you know.
Were they different to most spacesuits?
They were so cool. They looked like a movie, spacesuit. It was really sleek in design. It wasn't bulky. Wasn't the big one where you walk around like the Michelin man.
Not like Buzz Lightyear.
No, these ones were like really cool. They have a look at them afterwards. If you get time, Google them. They just look so cool. But let's talk about what it's like to be Elon Musk's neighbor, because I was reading this just this morning.
Mm.
And because he's selling a lot of his possessions and a lot of his property because he got fed up with all the lockdowns and the restrictions and everything. It's like, right, I'm selling everything. I'm selling my Tesla shares. I'm selling it all. And then the shares went down and everything like that. However, not everyone's unhappy about this. There's a few people that are very happy about this. So a few years ago, SpaceX, which is a company owned by Elon Musk, began moving operations to a place called Boca Chica, a quiet retirement community by a wildlife preserve, and didn't stay that way. After he moved there, apparently, after about 24-hour construction was starting and bright lights and noise and large trucks making noise at all hours. Now, I've got this is a testimony from someone, a sheriff's deputy banged on my door at 10 p.m. to tell us there was a rocket test that night between 3 and 4 a.m. This is a mile from our house and every previous rocket has blown up.
Hang on, but why are they going so last minute? Because you know when you have a party, right? You go and put a letter in someone's mailbox to inform them maybe a week out and invite them just so then they don't go and dob. Why would someone go and knock at 10 o'clock and go, "Hey, heads up, you're not going to get any sleep tonight because at 3 o'clock this morning, there's going to be a rocket."
The intimidating thing is it's not Elon that's going and going, "Oh, hey, neighbour, this is going to happen." It's people in, like, suits going, "There's going to be work done from, like, you know, 3 or 4 in the morning. This is going to happen." And the problem is this is where it happens, right? When they say that all of his rockets have blown up, they don't just blow up. They explode.
Yeah.
So I know that's the same thing, but just think about that. A mile is not very long.
No.
It's not very far. Imagine having someone next door, a mile away, trying to launch a rocket and exploding it at 3 to 4 in the morning. So They leave people, this is how they've written it as well. It leaves people living within a mile of that site chosen for a test the difficult choice of staying put and hoping the test succeeds or fleeing to another location in the middle of a pandemic. So imagine you're living next door to Elon Musk, but there's a wide distance, and he's exploding rockets in his backyard. What do you do?
Oh, if you were in the middle of being asleep, you would think you're having the worst nightmare.
Exactly. Exactly. I would go round to his house and I would bat him over the head and go, right, no more rockets for you. And then they'll leave it at that. And then he'd go, okay. And his little voice, and then his little baby with the weird name starts crying because we've woken him up. I'm like, oh. He's like, oh, he was okay. He was watching the rocket explode. Oh.
If he gave you a free seat, though, on SpaceX, would you then turn a blind eye to
no,
all the noises?
No, every one of them's exploded. He hasn't managed to do it without exploding one.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's hit.
Imagine you're in a country, right, where you can't be served at a shop. Oh. Yes, you are in a country, Bodge. Thanks for being so smart, Alec. So you're in a country where you can't be served at the shop unless you're wearing a mask. But you kind of have to go to the shop first to get the mask if you didn't get there before the rules were in place.
This is a chicken and egg situation. If ever I heard one, this is a chicken and egg situation.
It is, because you have to improvise in order to go and buy that damn mask. Yep. And one woman in the Ukraine has done just that. And whilst you will be gagging at what she did, you got to give her some credit.
She's gagging in a bad way, I'm guessing.
Is in a bad way.
Okay, yeah.
She's gone to a post office and they refused to serve her because she wasn't wearing a mask. She's like, right, cool. Starts stripping down, takes her pants off, takes her knickers off, and then pops it on her head.
Does she have it all on show?
There's CCTV footage.
Right. Have you got a copy of that?
You can't see everything. It's terrible security footage.
See the
Yep.
Roundabout.
Moving on. So she's donned the grandma knickers on her head.
Oh, she's
and
wearing
the crutch
Bridget
part
Jones
towards
panties.
The front of the face, like the nose, right there in the crutch part.
Well, would you rather it round the other way and have the nice big old skitty along her face? No. No.
Questionable anyway, but
the cup part at the front. Oh, I don't know if it's the same with women's, but the cup part at the front of pants for guys is like the perfect sort of alcove for your nose and chin to slip
it
into.
It is like big mammoth,
exactly.
It's so much bigger,
especially mine, and stretched out. All right, go on.
I don't know where to go with this story after that, but it just made me think of what would we do if we were refused service, right, having to go to the shops if we didn't have a mask? Because we don't have that rule enforced here in Australia, which is so good.
Well, it's an interesting one. It is an interesting one. I think there's got to be an opportunity to get a mask if that's the case.
Mm. Well, what you're wearing right now, you've got one of those damn—I don't know—what the people wearing igloos.
It's a woolly hat. Big woolly hat with like the sideburns
that
sort of
cover
bits.
Your ears. Well, all you got to do is wrap that around your mouth, tie it up, and you'd be sorted.
Yeah, I like it. It's nice and warm. But the problem at hand, Christy, is easily solved. Don't go out. Buy everything online. Watch TV, quit your job, be happy.
You can't go to the post office online.
Why would you go to the post office anyway?
You've got to mail something. Or you've got to go and get a passport.
All right.
Oh, no, you don't need passports, do you? Well, that's...
I don't know. Why do you go to the... The only time I've gone to the post office is literally for eBay.
Yeah, see, all the things that you go try and make money from, you've got to post that somewhere.
Yeah, all right. Order your stamps online. Go and put it in a post box. You don't have to go indoors.
A fresh way to get up. Christy and Barge on Hit FM.
Hey, we were talking about that woman that used her underpants as a face mask because she wasn't going to get served.
Very inventive.
Yeah, this is true.
Disgusting, but clever.
And a bloke called Joel just sent me a video, right?
Yeah.
And good on you, Joel. Have a good morning. Of a woman that's gone into a petrol station to buy, I don't know, like mints or something, and the guy's like, it's $2.99. Then she sat down. This was filmed.
Staged?
Yeah, it was staged. And she's, a very voluptuous woman. She's got the the big tartars and the big bum bum and all that sort of stuff. And she sits down and she takes her string panties off, if you like. Look like dental floss. That's how thin they were. And I don't know how she thought putting that across her face was going to stop anything.
I'm sorry, but if you were serving a woman that apparently has such big boobies and she pulled her G-string off and put it across her face, you would happily let her buy something from you.
I would probably be quite stunned.
You'd go,
for a bit.
Have it for free.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd go, look, could you move that, like, that smear just out of your... I don't know why there's that on the middle of your face, but it was really distracting me. I've got customers to serve. Will you pump number 6? Was it unleaded? Was it unleaded? Oh, it was diesel. All right, okay. Well, that's still $62.50. Yeah, all right. Here's a napkin for your face.
Get up with Christian Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's hit.
Right, what road rule do you keep breaking?
Well, first, 13, 12, 16, you can call us to get involved in this discussion because I'm going to question whether you know the road rules when it comes to the merging lanes. So there's a situation yesterday where I was coming out of a roundabout. And this happens all the time. And it's a battle of, wait, I'm ahead of you when it comes to the merging lane. I then slip in front of you. But then you've got peeps that try and rush in, either undertake you or overtake you to get in front of you. And it's a battle of who has the right to give way first. So you know what I'm talking about. When you're leaving a roundabout. So I'll give you this example because this is the road that you travel quite frequently.
This is the one near the hospital in Port Macquarie, isn't it?
The hospital roundabout when you're coming from Coles and you're heading towards town where you've got the merger on the roundabout there to slip into just before you get to the Lake Road roundabout.
Yeah, I know the one.
Yeah, so I'm always in the left.
Okay.
Left lane. So which means if I'm ahead of a vehicle, I believe I'm in the right when it comes to merging. So if a car on the right-hand side of me tries to overtake me quickly, I think, no, I'm in the right.
Let me
slip in because I'm ahead of you. Why are you trying to overtake me?
Is there a rule?
Is there a rule? Because I looked it up last night in the road rules from Service New South Wales website.
Don't say it yet because I want to tell you what I do first, all right? Yep. And we'll see if I'm in the right or wrong as well. So, what I'll do is I will gauge it by who has travelled around the roundabout the quickest. I don't race.
It doesn't mean you're racing.
I don't race, but you know, normally if you've ever done track, you'll know that whoever's on the inside lane normally has a little bit of an advantage because they turn quicker. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So whoever's on the inside of the roundabout has the lane. I think the outside lane predominantly, isn't that meant to be a turning lane? I know it's both, but I think if it's a turning lane as well, then it's predominantly the centre lane or the one that's closest to the roundabout that should have right of way. So I'll always drop back and wait for my entrance into the gap.
We do have some calls. We'll take them shortly, but just quickly. So who has right of way?
The left or the right? No, the right side because they're on the inside of the roundabout. But so, that's a guess. I don't know if that's a rule.
Okay. So, all right, do you want to take the call and see what they have to say?
Hello, who we got there?
Good morning. How are you going this morning?
Doing really well. Who's that?
Lee, how you going? It's Lee from Cundabung. How you going?
How
are
you doing?
Well, what's your thought on this? Who has right of way when it comes to merging?
Okay, the car on the right has the right of way. If the centre line dividing the two lanes continues until you've got no road left. because the car on the left has to give way to the car on the right. If the broken lines continue to the end of the road.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you a learner driver trainer or work in Service New South Wales?
No, I'm a bus driver and this conversation come up at work and our instructor who teaches and assesses drivers actually researched the rules and told us about it because it was a discussion at work actually.
It's not a simple thing either. I think this is something a lot of people do get confused by.
Yeah.
Okay. If there is merging lanes where the line stops and just goes into... There's one at Telly Point, on the on-ramp at Telly Point,
onto the highway. Yeah.
There's a lot where two lanes merge into one, but the broken line doesn't continue. Yep. The person behind has to give way.
Right, yeah.
But it is courteous that you give way to the person in front of you. But if the broken line continues to the end, you don't have to.
Because it's the same as, let's just say, the two lanes continued on. If you've got to cross a broken lane, you always have to give way to someone anyway. So that's why that rule continues, whether or not your lane's ending. But you're exactly right there, Lee, and thank you for clearing that up, because I had to do some research last night, and it's so convoluted. Yeah. Like, reading it on the Service New South Wales website, that it's all dependent on whether or not the broken lines are there or not. Because I always followed the rule of, okay, you're coming out of the donut and you're heading on the highway, north, south, whatever, and you know that, right, I'm the slower vehicle, I'll let the highway traffic continue and then I'll
slip. They've got to go into the right-hand lane. Well, I'm sure that's the thing.
Yes, but at the same time, we have to give way to them. So that's always been the rule I've done. But one where you're coming out of, say, the hospital roundabout and you're merging on in, I've always followed the rule of, if I'm slightly ahead on the left lane and the one on the right lane is slightly behind me, I have right of way. But that's not, in fact, true, because that particular merging lane, like Lee said, has the broken lines all the way up until the road finishes.
It does.
Well, let's not get so overwrought here. I think we've kind of clarified what's going on there, Christy. I know, Lee, I don't know about you, but Christy, I think she's sort of quite passionate about this subject.
No, it's because I've done it wrong all my life.
No, well, so did I. I literally thought it was the person behind had to give way to the person in front, even if they're in the left or the right-hand lane. But it is just purely courtesy.
Well, I tell you, Lee, I give way to buses all the time. All right?
Good.
So,
like,
you
have to.
And you should.
Do you know the rule? What's the rule about giving way to buses?
Well, if they've got their lights flashing, they're normally dropping kids off. I know that.
Yeah.
But you don't overtake them while they're turning.
And what's the main rule about giving way to a bus?
Always wave and smile when you do it.
If a bus is travelling in a posted 60-kilometre-hour zone or less, you must give way to a bus.
Right.
There you go.
But if we're in an 80 zone or 100 zone, you don't have to.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was a rule.
If you're 60 or under, you must give way. It doesn't mean people do give way, but you must give way to a bus.
And for simple people out there, when she says 60 or under, she's talking about speed. She's not talking about age. If you're 60 or under, you have to give way, and if you're 60 or over, you've got to give way.
But it's a general rule that you should follow with big rigs anyway, whether it's a truck or a bus. You don't want to play chicken with them.
Lee, sounds like you've got the safest bus going on the mid-north coast. Where do you do your run?
I work up at Kempsey. I'm just
going to
put you on speaker because I've got to head to work.
It's all good. Do you play us on the bus?
Pardon?
Do you play us on the bus?
I do, actually. Yes, I do.
Oh, good. All right. Well, we'll make sure that we...
give you a shout-out.
What time do you start?
I start at 7:30, actually.
All right. Nice. Okay. Well, when you're on the bus, we'll do a shout-out to you just after 8 o'clock, all right? And then all your passengers will go, that's Lee. That's our bus driver.
What's
She's
your bus
cool.
number?
There's quite a few of us up at Kempsey that do listen to your radio station.
Okay. I couldn't hear you too well, sorry.
Neither.
That's right. Look, we'll let you go, Lee. Thank you for your call, and we'll chat soon, all right? Call any time.
Pardon?
She can't hear us.
See you, Lee. Thank
it's
you.
Okay. Good on her. I love that. She's great. And not only did she help us out with that little rule, and there are a lot of little rules like that people don't know. I didn't learn that while learning to drive.
No, and that's that the all. Thing. I feel like there's so much to take in.
Mm.
And the more you drive, I feel like the less you know.
It's true.
Hit FM with Christy and Varge.
A fresh way to get up.
On your radio.
I got bored while Sam Smith was on because, you know, I don't know. You know, it's a bit sad, that sort of music. So
you had to entertain yourself.
Yeah, I had to entertain myself. And I like to go and annoy the old man next door at Triple M. So Strawny has a segment called Worst Dad Joke Wednesday.
And there's some rippers that often come through.
Yeah. We love Strawny. Strawny's a good bloke. He's a friend of ours here.
So you thought you'd play a joke on him.
I thought I'd mess with him a little bit. And I told her, it's a well-known joke. It's a little bit on the on the cusp, if you like, but I listen to it, and in radio, you've got a dump button, okay? You've got a dump button, so if someone says something, you press the dump button, erase the last 10 seconds of what happened. And I listen to the first two calls, he hasn't used his dump button. This will be fine, just in case he gets a bit squeamish. So this is the joke that I told on Triple M just now.
All righty, Act 3 on the program. We go from Dorigo to Maxville. Jeremy, what's your offering for today?
Well, there was this walrus, and he took his car into the mechanic because he was having some car troubles. And the mechanic said, oh, we'll have to work on your car for a little while. And he said, that's right, I'll go do some shopping and some other stuff. Loris goes out and he comes back and the mechanic says, it's going to be quite pricey, about a couple of grand. It looks like you've blown a seal. And he says, No.
And Bodge, if that's you next door, look out, champion. Look out.
He knew immediately that it was me. And that, you know, the punchline to that was, I've just had an ice cream. So, you know.
Yep.
But, you know, he's a wholesome man, and I knew that was going to make him a little bit on the squeamish side.
Yeah, now he has to explain that to the boss.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're a wholesome show here as well. Here are the Pussycat Dolls. When have they ever not been wholesome?
Do they eat ice cream?
I don't know, but they serve it hot.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM.
Now, Christy, I've been hearing a lot about superannuation. Apparently, even people like me, who've already got no money, with all the COVID restrictions and everything, all of a sudden it's like, oh, you can tap into your super.
Yeah,
you can take out.
Dipping in.
That's right. A little, you can take up to 10 grand out. My holy dooly. Well, I'm not going to live past 50 anyway. Might as well enjoy it while I can. But it turns out that might not be a good idea. So we've got from the Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, the super leader himself, Tony Negline. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you both.
Good morning. It seems that it is hot topic at the moment that us young'uns can dip into our superannuation. Why, as an expert, do you think it's not a good idea?
Okay, well, I suppose the first thing to do is to acknowledge that there are some people who financially are doing it really tough, and now there's JobKeeper and you know, there's additional amounts for JobSeeker and so on. But some people are going to need access to their super because it's the only money they've got to, you know, pay some bills and get by. So that's the first thing. So there are some people who are got to do it. For those of us who it's an option, there's a couple of things. You've got to get through the qualification criteria. The qualification criteria are that you run your own business and you've had a drop of income of at least 20%. Second thing is if you're employed or you've lost your job, you've had your hours reduced. Once you get through all those two little limbs, for want of a better term, you then go, okay, should I do it? And that's the thing that you want to focus on, which is great. Now, if I earn if my fund, like yours, let's say it assumes it earns 7% after all fees and taxes, that means our money is going to double every 10 years.
Yeah.
So that means that if I took out 20 grand now, that 20 grand, if I took it out, would have grown to around about, not quite, but almost $40,000. So I'm actually dipping out of 40 grand.
Oh, God.
Now let's assume you're a 30-year-old. So you've got roughly 30 to 40 years of working life ahead of you. Now, I did hear Bodge say that he's not going to live to age 50. There are people who obviously die young, but most of us actually live and live longer. So you've got to assume that. So 30 to 40 years of life, it's going to double every 10 years. So we go from 20 to 40, then we go from 40 to 80, then we go from 80 to 160. Now, that's not $160,000 in today's money. That's $160,000 in tomorrow's money.
Bloody
so
hell.
We've got to take inflation into effect. So we're trying to say, okay, in future years, what would that really be worth in future money? Taking 20 grand out now is actually costing you quite a bit of money, even in today's money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does.
The advice that I've been given, and I haven't acted upon it, is that if you do take 10 or 20 grand out and put it in some way that you know is going to have a better investment, like perhaps your mortgage where you've got an offset account and you know it's going to lower your interest rates there, or another account that's going to help you skyrocket that amount, apparently, this is what I've been told, you're better off doing that because you're going to get more interest from that than you would sitting in your super.
Well, that is a very good point, Christy. And I think what that exposes us to is that it's not a one-size-fits-all. Super might be great for me. Paying off your mortgage might be the right thing for you. For Bodge, it might be, buying an investment property, frittering it away, whatever. You know, whatever your right thing is. We've all got different needs and requirements.
With everything that's going on, I'm a little bit scared to even look at my balance because apparently I've lost a few.
Yes, you will have.
Right.
Almost certainly. So the markets have come off. And all funds invest, slightly differently. They're not all investing in the same company. Well, they are investing in the same companies, but for different amounts. So they're not all doing exactly the same return. So some will have done better than others, We'll know all that when things wash out. But what you've got to realise is that that's only a problem if you're a seller. Now, if you take money out now, what you're doing is you're actually guaranteeing that you're going to suffer from those losses.
Right. So it's kind of like when on Wolf of Wall Street, how they're like, it's not real money. It's just literally in the atmosphere. It becomes real once you start interacting with it. Is that similar to what you're saying?
That is exactly what I am trying to say. It's not real money until you make it real money.
Right.
And you make it real money by doing a transaction.
Do you know, this is exactly like when I was at school. We had sex education and they're just like, don't have sex. Don't have sex. Do not do it. And now it's like, don't touch your superannuation. Do not touch it. Don't touch the super. It's exactly the same conversation, just different.
And did you listen to them back then?
I did not. No, I did not.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's hit.
Christy, let's talk business.
Would you sacrifice car parks for outdoor dining spaces? Why?
Cut you off there straight away because this is in reference to the Port Macquarie Hastings Council looking to extend, what are they called, pikelets?
You are hungry, aren't you, for pikelets?
I am.
No, parklets. So the idea is that they've already done it. You know, outside the Turkish place and the sushi place, they've got those little built-in spots. So you know the timber little alcoves that they've created?
That take the spot of a car park. They do look nice and they do look like they're being used.
It offers a restaurant more dining spaces. It means you can be outside and look at the stars when you're dining for dinner. But the idea is that they're built to be removed quickly if need be.
Is that right?
Well, I didn't know that until I looked onto the Port Macquarie Hastings Council website. But it was a trial and they're looking to extend it. And they're going to have a Q&A session today at 11 o'clock to suss out if more businesses want to get involved. So they want to expand the outdoor dining spaces in the CBD, in particular on the main street in Port Macquarie. So they're asking what should we do? Businesses want to tap into this? And maybe the question shouldn't just be, is it just for restaurants? Should they create these little parklets for other businesses? Like, could you imagine like a little gym space hanging out there?
I don't want to see
your outdoor boot camp.
I don't want to see people sweating on the pavement. I don't want that. I'll slip over.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. We've had a couple of people online say a few things.
A couple,
but
I mean a lot.
They're complaining about the lack of parking in the Port Macquarie CBD anyway. And do you know what? I've seen it on a very quiet day where nothing's open, like a Sunday afternoon, and there's still nowhere to park. But it's just, you know, it's a first world problem. I mean, some people are saying maybe get some parking done first. I think the council have probably gone about it the right way. They're putting it to the business owners, and I think it does come at the expense of the business owner, but they're happy to do it. Or partially in any case, we'll have to have that confirmed. But I think it's a good idea if it promotes sort of like I like walking past and seeing full tables outside. I think that if you've been to some other states, particularly Melbourne, and you see those alleyway dining places, it does look pretty good. And then what you do is you have the fairy lights from one side of the road to the other, and you turn it into an alleyway rather than a road.
Well, Coffs Harbour has that down near the jetty. They've got all those beautiful outdoor dining spaces, and they're not like the parklets. They're more permanent spaces, but it looks more enticing. And you're right, you want to go and dine there. And I feel like we need to evolve with how we're tracking with the restaurants that are available locally, because we've progressed in the variety that we've got. So now let's make it a little bit more fancier and elaborate the sort of setup that we have in the CBD. And I know you said before that a lot of people are against it, but the comments that I'm reading, and you can get involved in this as well on our Hit Mid North Coast Facebook page or call us 13 12 16, a lot are saying it's a great idea. I've always thought there was way too many parking in Port Macquarie. Sarcastic,
well,
of course.
That's not true, obviously.
But no, and the thing is, you can park further away and just walk. It means then after you have all that indulgent food, you can walk it off when you go back to your car.
How bad is it when you've got your guts all full because you've been smorgasbording and then you walk like 2 metres to the car and you're like, oh, actually, I'll do a walk around the block first. I do think, like I say, I think the council's gone about it the right way. I'm not doing this to, you know, to pump them up or anything. I don't care either way. I don't even know who's involved apart from one or two people. But I think that it's a good idea to at least put the question out. Do a Q&A. Do you want this? Yes or no? I think it just shows that, you know, they're open to not only putting ideas out there, but listening as well. So if people do come back with, no, we need more car park space, they'll probably go, well, all right, fair enough.
It's an ongoing battle, the car park space in the Port Macquarie CBD, isn't it?
Actually, have you ever driven around, right, the Port Macquarie CBD when there's no car parks and it's literally like you're driving at 2K an hour behind a stream of other cars? It's literally like being sharks in the water, just slowly circling, waiting for the prey to reveal itself so that you can take advantage of it. And I'm
I know what you're saying, and the luck, it is like a game of luck, isn't it, where you just go, oh, please, please make sure they pull out just in front of me. Or I hate it when the person stops and they're part past and they're like, I'm just going to reverse back and get that one because I'm kind of closer to it first.
Oh, no. Ah! But they, look, I think parklets, whatever they're called, if they come and they do more of them, I think it's fine. That's fine. I mean, I'll park in the old Food for Less car park. The God knows there's always car parks there, but no one wants to go there because it's far away and you got to walk further.
Oh, and they're teensy tiny car park spaces as well, and people don't know how to park straight.
Yeah. Do you remember when all we'd whinge about in the Port Macquarie area was that horrible Food for Less building?
And now it's gone, and now we just complain about the car park.
It's an eyesore. And, you know, and now it's gone, and now we need something else to complain about. That's the way it is, but, you know.
The fence is an eyesore.
The fence? What do you mean?
The fence that's around the old remnants
that are there. It's fine. You can see the water
from Short Street. Have something pretty there.
No, we don't need anything there. You can see the water from more places now. That's all that is. I just want to see water.
Wake up. Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
I don't know about you, but I'm really getting around one show at the moment. The Voice. Very wholesome. It is back, of course. I've been enjoying it. I don't know about yourself. You've been watching it?
I have been watching it religiously, and I'll watch the reruns as well because there have been some show-stopping performances each and every night. I chatted with Stella Perry.
I was very jealous.
Pulled off a Lady Gaga hit, and I spoke with her on Monday morning, but I wish right now we could be speaking with one particular man after last night. If you didn't see it, you're going to have to go onto the catch-up pages and watch it because Booker, oh my gosh.
I know, he was incredible. And 13, 12, 16, if you've got a review on The Voice, if you watched it and you felt something or you thought it was quite good or maybe you thought it was terrible, please do get in touch and give us a call right now because we are going to, I want to play a little bit of it. Can we play a little bit of it?
We have to.
Have a listen to just how he goes. This is him playing. He's got like, it looks like a two-string sort of tall violin with a horse head, but it's got horse hair.
Yeah, it's made of
horse hair.
And it's a horse fiddle.
Well, he's Mongolian, you see. And I learned from watching Carl Pilkington's An Idiot Abroad that they all play this sort of stuff and they all sing in the strange way that he does. And I'm not talking about the vocals, which are coming up next. I'm talking about something that comes up in a bit. But he has got a very beautiful sound. Have a listen. Yeah. Oh, man.
Now I've got to see this.
All the judges turned.
You should have seen Guy's face when he turned around. His mouth was just open. It was just open. And, you knew he was going to go with Guy because Guy threw all the stuff at him. He threw everything. He goes, I want to get you in a studio. I want to work with you. I want to put you in my show. And I was like, holy crap. Guy must love this guy.
You know, their pitches, though, they didn't do what most of the judges normally do, which is try and change their style. They wanted him to own it.
This is what blew everyone away.
That's his voice.
This is his voice. It's strange.
Two tones at the same time.
I was kind of like, well, what's he doing? I was like, it sounds like some sort of healing chant or something like that. But everyone was just enthralled. I'd never seen anything like it on the show before. And I think
watching it on TV is one thing, but imagine being in that studio audience. Mm.
Well, during that performance, I went onto my Instagram and I looked him up. I'm like, where's Buku? And I looked him up and he had 204 followers. And I was number 205, and now he's got 990.
Of course he does.
I was sitting on the couch refreshing his page and watching it just jump up, jump up, jump up. It was incredible the rate it was going up. But it's one of those things where it was so different that people were either intrigued by it or they were like, oh, this is just noise. And not many people were of the latter. Everyone was loving it.
I feel like you can just listen to him. And forget about and meditate. The rest of the world.
Very meditative. And Boy George even said that. I'm actually really liking the show this year because they've got that new block feature, but also I think the way the judges are interacting a lot more with the people they're getting on, particularly the ones that don't make it,
although,
is quite nice. You've had,
fans are complaining about what people complain about you and I for, the bickering. George and Kelly, they keep finding because they're part so competitive.
It's part of it. It's part, you've got to have a little bit of nitty-gritty in there. But if you see, Kelly and Boy George both got up with a couple of their respective fans who sung songs and really wanted to get it right. No one turned for them, but they go up there and they have a song with them, and they'll carry that forever. That's the best thing. And then you just get Delta, obviously, goes up and tries to do the splits with someone that she'd done the splits with about 6 years ago. It didn't quite work out too well. But you and I were discussing about trying to do a challenge. TikTok's all the rage these days.
Yeah.
You're about to make us a TikTok account.
The book a challenge is what we want to do because, there's not too many people that can pull off the two-tone thing at once like he can.
Well, we've got the isolated audio here. This is what happened afterwards when he was asked to give a demonstration. That's a hard one to replicate. Can you do it?
Can you do it? It sounds like? A didgeridoo.
It does. It sounds like a human didgeridoo.
There's no way I could do that.
Have a go. Have a try. Come on.
Where's your high tone?
That's all I can do. I can't do it. I'm trying. I can't, no, and it's probably annoying for people listening right now.
Oh, it is. It's terrible radio.
The Buku Challenge is what we'll be doing on our TikTok account, which is about to be created by Christy because I can't be bothered doing it. But I think this will go off. I think it's great. I think he'll go the distance, not just because he's different and not just because, you know, it's done in another language, but because it's good. It's about the voice. It's not about singing pop songs or whatever. It's about having a voice and having something different.
If you want more of Christy and Budge, catch up on the podcast at hit.com.au or hear them live weekday mornings from 6 on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.